Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
This is a WEEI special broadcast. It's the 24th annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund, here for good.
Now, live from Fenway Park,
it's the Christian Arcan Show.
Here's the pitch, and it is a ground ball that might end the game. Monasterio plays it, steps on second for one, throws to first, in time, ball game over. The Red Sox have won this series. They erupt again over Arizona. 9-4 they win. Ranger Suarez had just enough. Adley Rutschman's first Red Sox home run came at the perfect time, and the Red Sox are rolling again.
Another great effort. The Red Sox offense, they go out there and score runs in five of their eight innings where they had opportunities. Pitching, I tell you what, Ranger Suarez fell into trouble in that third inning, bounced back, was able to get them into the sixth inning, handed it off to the bullpen. Best bullpen in the league. Once again, lights out effort. You got to love the energy. You got to love the bounce back after a tough road trip, coming back home and putting it on the Diamondbacks.
All right, welcome in. It's Red Sox Review here live from Fenway Park in the Joe Castiglione radio booth. I'm Christian Arcan. Phone number 617-779-7937. That's the number to call in and talk to me. If you would like to donate to the Jimmy Fund as the telethon continues here and will continue until midnight tonight, there are three ways to do so. You can call toll-free at 877-738-1234, online at www.jimmyfund.org, or you can text KCANCER to 56512 and give any amount. If you didn't hear it, very proud to announce that we have broken our record here for this telethon and raised over $7 million. I do not have the exact figure right now. I know that number continues to change, so I could give it to, I could tell you right now, it's over $7 million. And just a miracle of a number, really. So many people that are involved in this, from the people answering the phones to the doctors and the patients and everybody. And we have the easy job, you know. We come in and we talk to them and let them sort of tell their stories. And those stories are what really makes this all happen, as so many people touched by this awful illness and so many people wanting to help. And we saw that tenfold here over the last 48 hours, something that it just kind of gives me goosebumps even to think about, you know, just really incredible generosity from so many people from all over the world. They had the map up there, the entire United States, people donating from all over the country and all over the God's green earth, you know, just to a cause that couldn't be more deserving of it. And the people working on it, some of the best and the brightest and most qualified anywhere you're going to find in the entire world. So really, really great stuff. And we will talk about the game, obviously, as the Red Sox now come away with another pretty comfortable win here over this Diamondbacks team, who's not some joke of a team. But boy, the Red Sox are seeing those pitches, boy. They are connecting. It is another another almost double-digit performance here. They put up 11 last night, 9 tonight. This is after this team had trouble getting to 4 and 5 runs on the road trip. And now here they are just raking. Another game where you had a ton of guys contributing. Everybody got a hit in this game except for Willy Abreu. And that was my lock of the game, that he'd get two bases. He did walk. But as we all know, that doesn't count. It doesn't count on the locks. So I guess I'm cold, but the Red Sox appear to be getting hot again. And this was a nice performance all around. Nick Sogard at the top of the lineup with a couple of hits and a walk. He was a big catalyst for all of this. Adley Rutschman flexing some power there. Same with Mickey Gasper, who's now homered in two straight games and appears to be hot right away here since he came back into the lineup. You had Monasterio with two more hits. Contreras with a couple of hits. Rafaela, scoring runs. It's really been a nice group effort here with this team offensively. And I do think that so long as you can count, Ranger Suarez wasn't his best tonight. 5 1/3, 4 runs on 4 hits with a couple of walks, 3 strikeouts. He gave up a grand slam in this game, so I wouldn't exactly say it was his best effort. Although, other than the grand slam, he was pretty good, I guess. You could say that. He ran into trouble. This Diamondbacks team hits him really well. So I guess compared to how he pitched them last year, this was kind of a win for him, but it was really the offense carrying the day. And I was talking about that last night. You got another fine start. Offensive explosion there. I guess fine start. It was really Bayo with the bulk roll, but the offense just going off, everybody getting involved. And it's important for the Red Sox to win games like this, especially at this point in the year with injuries to Slayton, injuries to Whitlock. Chapman, is great, but how many times are you going to put him out there? And with Tyron Guerrero getting back on track, that was great. Eric Miller, you do have some reinforcements there that did come at the deadline, and it does seem like this Red Sox team starting to figure it out at home a little bit. Big offensive output like this, that's something that you can certainly feel good about. And if they can keep this up, it does get easier. It does get easier for this team. They are going to have some series that they should win. And as long as they can keep that cushion there and maintain their playoff spot, who knows? They could probably not going to pick up any ground on the Yankees. The Yankees won, so they're definitely not going to. But you keep the pressure on. Anything's possible, and I would really like to see them pass the Yankees in the standings, because if you play them, a home field advantage would be nice. We saw what it looked like with the Yankees having it last year. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll probably go a little bit over tonight as we are getting a bit of a late start here. We do have to hear from Chad Tracy. He spoke at length, so we'll do that, and we'll get to your phone calls right after this here on Red Sox Review.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
We need your help. Dial 877-738-1234 to make a gift.
Now, back to the Christian Arcan Show and the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
0-2 pitch. There's a deep drive down the right field line. It's hooking near the pole. It is a towering fly. It's a home run. Hard to judge from here as it went past the pesky pole, but it's fair and a home run and a tie game. On Rutschman's first as a member of the Red Sox, it's 4-4.
Well, the signs were there yesterday. That drive to the warning track to right field was an error, and then he took that little fillet piece to left field, seeing the ball deep. You knew his timing was right around the corner, and he crushed that ball.
Love a good fillet piece. It's Christian Arcan here. It's Red Sox Review, live from Fenway, up in the Joe Castiglione radio booth. They shut the lights off early here tonight. I think they're trying to tell me something. But we will have time here to get to your phone calls. We will hear from Chad Tracy. I might let that run out here. But before we do that, I want to remind everybody once again, Jimmy Fund Telethon going on here for another 2 hours or another 1 hour or so, a little more than that. And you can still give three different ways. You can call toll free at 877-738-1234, online at www.jimmyfund.org, or you can text KCANCER 56512 and give any amount you want to that way. All right, Red Sox 9-4 winners here over the Diamondbacks. You want to call, talk about that, talk Jimmy Fund, talk anything you want, really, here on Red Sox Review. Well, maybe not anything you want, but certainly those two topics we got going for you right now. And we'll start like we always do with our leadoff man, Casper in Worcester. Hey, Casper.
Hi, Christian. Christian, it's pretty obvious the Red Sox can hit Fenway Park. That last road trip was their first road trip after the long run. They will hit better, especially when they get a couple of more pieces back. And that means Story. That means Roman, Falafa. Who knows? Garrett Crochet could come back and just be fine for a few innings to help with some pitching support. So things are looking really, really good for the Sox. They've got so many pieces I have not seen this before in a Red Sox team for a long time. Okay, and I think so. Looking good, at least to get into the playoffs. With that said, I'll let you go.
Thank you, Casper. Good to hear from you, buddy. And yeah, you're right. I mean, there's reinforcements coming here. And I know in the past we sort of mocked the idea of, well, guys coming back from injury, reinforcements. That was usually like a trade deadline thing. You can't do that this year because Adley Rutschman, they went out and got him at the trade deadline. They went out and got Miller at the trade deadline. They actually made moves like that. So you can't sort of poke fun at that whole thing anymore. What you have to sort of look at is who's playing well right now, who isn't, who is going to, you know, have to get benched, and who's not going to be getting the same amount of reps as before when some of these guys come back. Now, I think for someone like Garrett Crochet, that's not really an issue, but for someone like Roman Anthony, who did a no-doubt home run down in Double-A tonight, or Trevor Story, who's back rehabbing in Triple-A, those are guys that are, you know, going to be coming back to positions that are staffed right now by guys who have been contributing in the form of Andrew Monasterio out there at shortstop. Jaron Duran in left field hasn't had a good year, but, you know, he does have about 15 homers and 60 runs batted in. It's not like he's been totally useless up there. And Roman Anthony, we'll see. I mean, we'll just see what kind of defense he plays. We'll see how his at-bats look. He looked good, certainly, down at the Double-A level. We had no doubt about that. I guess maybe there's a little doubt, you know, since that injury took so long for him to come back from, but it looked like he's gripping the bat just fine. You know, you're out there hitting home runs, you're gripping the bat okay. So that's good to see, and that's hopefully something he'll be able to continue to do when he makes his return back here in the major leagues. All right, let's go to Avery in Connecticut. Hey, Avery.
Christian, thank you for taking my call. I said it last night, and I'll say it again. Thank you for everything you, WEI, Nesson, and the Jimmy Fund did for the telethon. You guys always do such a great job year after year. First off, the point I want to make is it was nice to see Adley Rutschman perform these last couple of nights, show us what we traded away half the farm system for. Second off, these splits we're seeing at home versus away, I think it's going to be really important to try to take over the Yankees and get home field advantage in the wild card, because that could be the difference in the series, the way we've been playing recently. So it's going to be huge. Hopefully we can overtake the Yankees. Otherwise, great game. I'm on the way home from the game, and hopefully we get the sweep tomorrow.
Avery, man, you're making a lot of trips up here. That's a real fan right there. Thanks for the call, and call back anytime. Yeah, that is nice to see. It is nice to see them come back to Fenway and hit. It was great to see Rutschman, who through those first five games looked lost. Oh, man, you started thinking about it. He was 1-for-17 with like 9 strikeouts in the first 5 games. And you start thinking about some of the guys that just didn't work out here. You know, there were not a lot of big examples lately of guys that you sort of expect, all-star caliber players who get here and they just can't do it. You know, there's examples in the past. There's a guy up here in the booth tonight wearing an Edgar Renteria jersey, and I was like, damn, I've never seen one of those, but that's an example right there. That guy was a superstar with the Cardinals and then comes to Boston and just, you know, it's not the same. He was one of
Pablo
the
Sandoval.
Sandoval, another good one. Carl Crawford's another one. You know, there's examples. It's happened before. And those first 5 games, and listen, Rutschman's still got to play the rest of the, you know, the rest of the season. You still got 2 more weeks here in August, and then you got all of September. So I may be speaking a little too soon here, but it does seem like, at the very least, he snapped out of that 5-game funk he was in to start his Red Sox career. Let's go to Paul in Westfield. Hi, Paul.
Hey, good evening, Christian. How are you, bud?
Hi, Paul. I'm great, buddy. How are you?
Good. I'm happy. This is a blessing to see the best of us come out and to help these innocent kids. And I'll tell you a quick little funny story from this. People forget this. Instead of 2 empty seats in the family, a lot of people living were saved. My buddy Brian Harrington was allowed to be saved. And then some guy named Karam in Holyoke owned a bunch of Goodyear, 7 Akron, Ohio at 18. The kid came back when gas was 80 cents a gallon, apartments were cheap, and he was loaded, built a life, and built a family. Because 2 people were kind and had a faith in him because he worked his butt off. And it reminds us, you know, pleasure is the absence of pain, and health is not in sickness, which we all end up going back to. And, you know, although it's difficult, it's good to see all these great stories. And Christian, I'm positive the AI quantum physics will study the genes and make this stuff history. They'll have cures for all of this. And I want to thank you on your point. You joked about Abreu didn't get the big hit, but I guarantee you, not only will he has been, and with Felipe also coming back with the other 2 with Story, that these and Anthony, this could get nice. And I think you said, or people are noticing, we have like one of the best outfields. Who's the 6-foot-something guy that can run like a deer and runs balls down like nobody's business? I mean, this guy that recruited all this outfield and pitching, he's no dummy, Breslow. Who's that outfielder that's wicked, real tall, like a gazelle?
You're not talking about Abreu or Duran or Raphael. Are you talking about Eli White?
Must be White. Yeah, they said
must
he's
be White. I don't know how tall he is. Honestly, I couldn't tell you. But Paul, thanks for the 6'2". All right. Well, for this team, thanks for the call, Paul. For this team, that's tall. There are not a lot of tall. Adley Rutschman comes in. He's the tallest guy on the team by far, position player wise. They got a lot of big pitchers. I talked about this when there was a potential bean brawl war brewing with I forget who. Whoever it was that hit Contreras in that, was that the Brewers? I forget who it was. It wasn't the Brewers. It was somebody. But I remember talking about this and looking up the heights of all the guys on the team, and they're all like 6 feet and under. Two tallest guys are Contreras and Duran, and they're both 6 feet, but they're not really. And I was like, man, you know, you're gonna have to be careful. You don't want to get in a bean brawl with another team because you're gonna have to wait for the big guys to come out of the bullpen, and that could take a while, you know. And then all of a sudden, you're out there, all these little guys, a lot of little guys on the team, Durbin, Yoshida. I'm not saying they're not strong or that they can't fight. I'm just saying in a big brawl, you know, a bunch of guys all throwing their weight around. Usually, the bigger guys end up winning those things. So that was just something I was thinking about one day, just a random train of thought that I had. And Eli White. All right, add him to the big list. That works.
Nick Sogard, 6'1", by the way. He's 6'1".
Oh, Sogard. Okay, yeah, Sogard. Maybe he wasn't on the team at the time when I was talking about this. But yeah, Sogard, 6'1". Okay. You know, just over the edge there. That's good. Let's go to Sean in Worcester. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Christian. What's up? I always donate to the Jimmy Fund. I send them my wet amount, but that's all right. I send them my jersey number.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, every sport I played, I always wore 53.
Okay.
I always support that way.
That's good. It's better than your number being like 2. Although, yeah. Listen, any donation's a good donation. I'm not trying to donation shame. I'm just saying this. I was waiting for the number. I'm like, I hope it was a high number at least. 53 is good, yeah. Though. Yeah, there you go.
No, I picked that number. Everybody said, why do I want that number? I was like, this is the number I want.
Okay. But, a Chris Slade 53.
I saw the other day that the total was like some number and then 1 at the end. I'm like, wow, really? Who gives $1? but anyways, I was calling about the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
What I would like to do is, kind of on the idea of what Cora had back in the day, that you have a number 9 hitter that has speed, so you move Duran down there because mm-hmm. he is not hitting, and then go from there.
Well, that Sean, thanks for the call, Sean. That could work. Sorry, go ahead.
You said thanks for the call, so I dropped.
I did. All right,
sorry,
Sean. I pulled the ripcord a little quick on that one.
Sorry, Sean.
It's okay. We got other calls to get to anyway, Sean. I appreciate it. And you can call back tomorrow with the rest of your strategy. The only reason I jumped in there is because Jaron Duran, you can drop him down to 9. I mean, I'm not saying that's a bad idea, but when Roman Anthony comes back, there's your left fielder, right? I mean, you can maybe DH Duran or something, but right now I wouldn't take Mickey Gasper out of the lineup. He's homered in 2 straight games. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. We'll see if left field becomes kind of a competition. We'll see if Roman Anthony comes back and is good right away. I can't imagine they're going to want to take him out of the lineup. Duran, 1-for-4 tonight. Didn't have a great night offensively. Certainly the team had a big output last night without him in the lineup, but then he's in the lineup tonight and they have the same kind of output. He contributed a little bit, but it was, it's certainly a type of stretch here, it looks like anyway, where the Red Sox bats are really connecting and they're seeing the ball well at the plate, no question about it. Let's go to Griffin in the car. Go ahead, Griffin.
Hey, Christian. Great show. Congrats on all the Jimmy Fund work.
Thanks.
It would be great to see Roman Anthony take the reins from Jaron on left field. I'm sick of seeing this guy strike out. What I really want to talk about was Adley and his success so far this at least tonight. Hitting his first home run was great to see. But something that probably doesn't come through on TV, I'm just coming from the game, is like him meeting the pitchers out at the foul line every time they come back into the dugout. I feel like it goes such a long way with their mental stamina and all that. I would love to see the guy get extended. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, no, I would. Absolutely, Griffin. Thanks for the call. And I was talking about that tonight. Just Rutschman and he hit the home run and wow, they should really extend him. And I thought, yeah, sure. It would not be great optics if you don't. if he doesn't play well enough after giving up all those prospects that you feel the need to extend him, that is not great optics. But you do wonder sometimes how ownership and everybody else feels about the optics when it means saving money. And if Rutschman's not playing well, it's not like there's going to be some big outcry for people to, from fans to want to extend him. If he does continue to play well and they don't extend him, that's a whole different story. But I think that, you know, those first five games got people thinking, oh boy, maybe they made a mistake here with this trade. You don't compound a mistake by then extending the mistake. But I'm not thinking that this is going to be a bad match. I think he just needed a couple of games to get acclimated. Looks like he's seeing the ball well here at Fenway. And it does seem like he has a connection already with some of the guys in the pitching staff. He's right about that, too. Thanks for the call there, Griffin. Let's go to Tommy in Philly. Go ahead, Tommy.
Hey, I thought, you know, really, really solid win today, but it kind of makes, like, for tough radio because there were bad moments and there were good moments, but they kind of evened out. Like, you know, Suarez giving up the grand slam, and it was, like, expected that he was going to give up a grand slam. Like, that wasn't great. I don't like to see that. I like that he bounced back, but I like to see him get through an outing a little bit cleaner. So that kind of like tipped the win a little bit, but the production from the two catchers was awesome. Mickey Gasper looking great, and I love when from AAA to just do a job. Wyatt Old coming up, doing a job. He pitched great yesterday. He pitched great today. Chapman didn't have to pitch. That's always a win, and I thought that was great. Rutschman, I'm a big Rutschman guy. I was really high on the trade. So it's nice seeing him get into, you know, a little bit more comfortable of a state. And, yeah, I mean, if you don't need to play 800 ball, but I'll take 600 ball. I'll take two out of three every once in a while. I think it's a great, you know, just keep chipping away with these just quality wins. Nothing crazy. I don't need to see anything crazy, but just high-quality wins. That's all I want to see.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Griffin. Appreciate it. And you're right. That was a high-quality win tonight. The Diamondbacks are not some pushover team. You have a couple of losses to last-place teams. The Pirates were in last place before they played you. And the Blue Jays were and still are in last place in the East. And both of those teams kind of handled you on the road there. So to see them come back and bounce back against a legitimate National League West team, it is tough playing in that division, boy. And that is a Diamondbacks team with a lot of, you know, familiar faces there. Torre Lovello and, you know, whatever happened to Ketel Marte, that whole thing. But yeah, you caught them at a good time, and so far it looks like they're not really fooling a lot of Red Sox hitters, which is great. Let's go to Tommy in Philly. Hey, Tommy.
He's not on the line. He dropped off.
Tommy's gone. All right, let's try Adam in the car.
Hey, Christian. You know, we're getting close to 500 or so at-bats from guys who weren't on the major league roster to start the season, and it's been really fun to watch them fill these roles. Sogard, Monasterio was there, but Sogard, Gasper, Chang for a while, Siegler, so on and so forth. It's going to be some interesting roster decisions, especially in the middle infield. You know, Story is probably a steady hand at short. He has the track record. He should get the chance to win the job back, I think, but who's going to play second, Sogard or Monasterio, or what are they going to do? I'm just interested to see.
Well, Curtis Meade is still a potential guy there if he comes back from his injury, so we'll see about that. That's going to be an interesting one because you do have, you know, you have Sogard, Eaton, you have guys that can go over and do it, but you made a trade for Meade, and you didn't just trade someone. You traded Connolly early to bring that guy in, and so I feel like you're going to have to at least let him go out there and see if he can continue any of that that offensive production that he was having in Washington before the trade. Thanks for the call, Tommy. I think also you look at, you know, some of the guys getting called up from AAA, and yeah, I mean, there's guys who contribute right away. There's guys who have sort of fluctuated, gone, you know, hot and cold. But all in all, I'm pretty impressed. All year long, I've been pretty impressed with these call-ups and the impact that they've made. And it hasn't always been long and sustained. You know, Tony Siegler's a great example of that. But, you know, when they're on, they're on. And they have found, you know, ways to pick their spots and really contribute in a season where it wasn't really expected that was going to be the case for them. And instead, it's really been the opposite of that. So that's nice. All right, John in the car, you get the last word. Go ahead, John.
10 seconds, Christian, first okay. and foremost. Great job on the Jimmy Fund, all of you.
Thank you.
You all legitimately mean it when you say it's the two most important days of the year. And if if that opening ceremony they did for those kids today didn't tug on a heartstring, then you don't have one. Mm. Especially from somebody like me who's a nasty SOB 99% of the time on these radio waves. But, Christian, first off, Trevor Story, he was one of the worst offensive players in baseball when he got hurt.
Yeah.
So, he doesn't deserve a thing as far as I'm concerned. If it were me, it would be Monasterio, and I would call up Chang and let him finish defensively. But my question was more, if they see Crochet this year, they have to put him in the bullpen. I think you agree with that, right? I mean, he's got to be bullpen help at that point. You're not going to have time to stretch this guy out. So you may as well put him in there and let him be one more ace in the hole, another left-handed arm throwing gas out of the bullpen. To me, that makes more sense than anything. And it's just one more, bullet that you're going to have that somebody else won't.
Yeah. Chris Cotillo talked to Garrett Crochet. Thanks for the call, John. And we will get to Chad Tracy here in a minute. I'll play that and sort of sign off in just a minute here. But, yeah, Garrett Crochet, reportedly from Chris Cotillo, was asked what he could build up to. And he says, what could I max build up to here? And if he returns this year, he says, probably two innings. Looking at the schedule, based on when I started throwing and being smart about it, the max I could probably build up to this year if I were to return would be probably two innings, is what he said. So, yeah, bullpen. That's what it is. I would like to think, this is going to sound strange, but I would like to think that you wouldn't need Garrett Crochet. I know it sounds weird to say that, but they haven't needed him this year. Like, in the pitching staff, they kind of haven't needed him. This pitching staff has been incredible this year. And it's been largely, almost entirely, without Garrett Crochet, their best guy. The guy they traded a ton of prospects for and then threw a bunch of money at to extend. And I'm not saying that was a mistake or anything. I'm just saying, like, that was a major investment. And this staff this year has been lights out, really. I mean, for the most part, a lights out rotation and one of the best by ERA, the best bullpen in the majors. So, that's on its own pretty spectacular. And if Crochet can only throw two innings, I hope that they're not in a position where they need two innings and they have no one to turn to and they have to throw Crochet out there, because I feel like that's sort of the situation that you have to be in to be forced into that. I don't think that that's going to be plan A, is Garrett Crochet for two innings while he continues to try and stretch his arm out. I think that would be sort of a last resort type of thing. And as much as I'd like to see Crochet pitch, I hope it doesn't come to that. So there you go. All right. Just want to give one final announcement here before I sign off. Our day two total, or both days, last I checked here, $7,088,992. That is a record. That is the most we've ever raised. And it is a number that I look at and it just doesn't even seem real. Blown away, really, truly blown away by the generosity and grace from everyone who donated and everybody here at WEEI, Odyssey, Nesson, everybody at Fenway. And the wonderful work that got done here, all the volunteers that came and answered the phones, couldn't do it without them. Really just a feel-good kind of night. And you can continue to donate, by the way. Toll-free at 877-738-1234. Online, www.jimmyfund.org. You can text KCANCER to 56512 and give any amount that way. We'll hear from Chad Tracy now. I'll sign off. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We have a full show right after the Red Sox game ends. The Red Sox looking to sweep tomorrow as they take on the D-backs for the final time here. Game three of this series, starting with pregame at 3:10, first pitch at 4:10. Peyton Tolley getting the ball. Red Sox looking to keep the pressure on. All right, that's all for me. A really magical night. And here's Chad Tracy, Rob back in Brighton. Great job. I'll talk to you tomorrow after the Sox game here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Good night now.
I thought it was good. Obviously, the Grand Slam kind of dampers it some, but like soft hit, soft hit to right, soft hit, jam shot to left, hit batter. I think there was only a couple balls hit hard. One of them was the one to Moreno, and then Perdomo, the last hitter, hits the ball off the monster. But they definitely grinded some at-bats on him early and started to get some pitch counts up. He was able to get some quicker innings in the middle there to kind of get himself back online and was getting outs in the sixth, which is great. Got the pitch count back up to 90-plus, which is great. Just happened to leave a pitch in a hittable area with three guys on base and Moreno capitalized, but overall I thought it was good.
Last couple of nights, obviously, pressure looks a little more
yep.
locked in. Was there an at-bat, maybe last night or even over the weekend, where you thought it had kind of turned the corner for him?
I thought the at-bat in Pittsburgh where he hit the ball, drove the ball into the left field corner where Mangum made the sliding play. That was the first one where I saw him sync up, time up, and catch the ball out front and drive the ball the other way. So that was the first good sign. And then yesterday, first couple at bats, there was some balls still beating him, and then you know he caught one out front. I think it was the ball that got dropped in right field. But from that point there, he seems pretty synced up as far as contact point, and the at bats have gotten really good. So that's great to see.
His swing is looking a lot more.
Yes.
For lack of a
better word. And he's grinding ABs now too. I mean, two out hit today was huge. Two strike hit for two RBIs, and that was great. So he's grinding some two strike ABs. He's getting balls in play hard with two strikes. All that's our positive signs.
How important was the punch back there just after the grand slam?
Huge. Yeah. I mean, all the momentum on our side, and then you're kind of two outs, nobody on. It's still there, and then that happens, and to come back and get the game, you know, punch back like you said was important, and then we continued that on from there. Offensively, great again, up and down the lineup, and continue to, you know, even if it's one, just continue to stack runs. And a really, really good effort by our bullpen.
What you have seen differently from the at-bats in this series compared with the role?
I just think we're aggressive. We're being aggressive right now. I think more than anything, like when we get hittable pitches, we're hitting them. You know, I don't think I said this during the road trip. There was plenty of games where I didn't think the quality of the at-bat suffered at all. Like, we got into some really good counts. We had people on base. It just felt like when we got there, there would a hittable pitch we'd miss. We'd pop up, you know, or strike out or whatever. So we're in a spot now where when we get hittable pitches, we're not missing.
What do you think of this Gasper power surge the last two nights?
He can hit. I've talked plenty about him the last time he was here. It's particularly from that side of the plate. He's a really, really good at bat, and he squares. The ball finds the barrel of his bat a lot. So, obviously, the home runs are awesome to see because it's in there. But I've said that ad nauseum, even when he was here and he was getting catching reps, like the guy can really hit from that side of the plate.
Since you've been here, we've asked you this for sure, but it just keeps happening. Just the guys that come up and maybe they've gone down, like Sogard and Siegler, immediate impact when they come back. What does that say about the overall state of things?
I think it's great. I think you should give the Iggy and the boys a lot of credit, you know, because with the up and down and the constant, I've been through that, the constant roster fluctuation to keep guys engaged and motivated, because that club down there is playing really well too, with minus a lot of pitching. You're grinding through games, but keeping them engaged, and I think guys are, it happens every year. They're well aware when you see go through a major league season, there's countless injuries, and there's going to be so many of them relied upon, and they're ready to go when they get here. And that's a great testament to the people down there doing great things.
Suarez, aside from building the pitch count back up recently, how would you evaluate his overall body of work since he came back?
I think the biggest thing you take away, if anything, is like they're grinding some ABs on him. There's some close miss. They're definitely being more patient. The different teams that he's faced have been more patient with him. So it's drove, you know, at times drive some counts up in innings. And then there's other times where he's attacking the zone. Like, I mean, there's a 10 pitch at bat to start the game. It was just foul ball, foul ball, foul ball. So some of that's in there. But that being said, like even the other day in Toronto, he completes five innings and keeps it to one. He's very competitive today. I know they hit the grand slam, but very competitive today. Got into the six, which is what you hope to see from him. So there's definitely some more grindy at-bats happening against him right now. But again, he found his way through today.
You guys obviously have been playing well at home for a little while now, but start of the year, not great at home. And tonight, I think you reached 500 back at home. So how important is that, just even headed into the final couple months?
Yeah, I think it's great. We have to play. We said that when we went early on when it wasn't going well, that we're going to have to get things turned around here to turn the season. So actually to go on the road, not that we wanted to lose games on the road, but have some struggles on the road and then be able to come back and immediately flick the switch and look like, all right, now this looks like home cooking and we enjoy playing here. That's a really good sign to protect our home turf. So it's that's been welcome and it was needed.
Have you seen the video of Roman's big swing?
I did not yet. I know he had a good day, and I know there was a home run. I did not see the swings yet. A couple walks too. that's good.
It wasn't a big deal, but what was the pitch clock thing on Guerrero about?
Just that he stepped off the rubber, the clock was winding down, it looked like Adley was going to take a mound visit, and then he jumps back in there. But it's there; they have their judgment on if they can allow. If you just step back on the rubber and chuck with a guy throwing 101 miles an hour, that if it's any type of deception on the hitter, that they can deem a violation if you don't take the trip.
Because there was time left.
Yeah, but he jumped back on the rubber at like 3-2, and now it's going to be a quick pitch that catcher's out. So if it disrupts the hitter, the umpire have the judgment to be able to assess the violation if you don't go take the mound visit.
How present. Adley
is
just adapting to pitchers.
Yeah, I have to look and see if he's got them all yet, you know, like as you go through these handful of games catching, you know, that first two turns, threes doing the two, has he got them all? But like as he, you know, he knows them, he's gone through the information like crazy with Bales and talking to the pitchers, but it gets better once you've actually caught them, handled them, see how the pitches move, see how they use their arsenal. So he's getting close now to like having handled most of them, which should get even better.
Is his pregame work with pitchers kind of as advertised?
Oh, he's great. Yeah, he's just as. I mean, that's been impressive to me. Even when it was Narvi and Wong and Bales and our pitching guys, and the level of detail and prep that goes into that is extremely impressive. And Adley's very, very detailed. He falls right in line with what I've seen.
How long has Suarez been calling some of his own pitches?
I think. Last couple of starts, maybe. And that probably maybe some of that may be a product of Adley catching him for the first time. So sometimes that that helps or catching him, you know, newly, you know, only a couple of times that helps sometimes if you feel like you're convicted in something that you can just get to it right away. Miller does it, too. So like we have a couple guys that do it. Sonny has it on his glove and he'll do it sometimes. So. There's times with guys that are very convicted, just get to it, right, and not have to do any shake and just get to it. This is what I want.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.